It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
KM to 2 a.m. I've got 2.5 hours here. And honestly, I'm not even like feeling that great. Not like worried about the game, just like unwell, nervous, uneasy. Like, you know that feeling in your stomach where you just feel like you can't eat, you can't sleep. There's one thing on your mind, there's one thing that we got to get to. Everybody, bring it in. Let's powwow, let's connect, let's talk through everything one last time for me. I won't be on until after game 3 on Monday. So, I mean, this is it for my thoughts, my hopes, my dreams, my predictions, everything going into the 2024 World Series. As sports fans, we go into new seasons multiple times a year. Every year of our lives. And every new season starts with a hope and a promise that it can end in a championship. It can end in a parade. It can end with this joy. It's almost like a high. If you've never had it, it's a high that like seems unattainable. But if you have experienced it, it's like a high that you're trying to chase and get back to and feel again. It's a euphoria that's fleeting. And as we get closer to it right here with the New York Yankees, huge fan base, a lot of you listening, I can just feel the emotions of the fans. I can feel the excitement, the buzz, the energy. I woke up this morning. Well, I was up early, but like was actually up and out of bed by 8:30. And I just tweeted the first thing that I could think. I said, if you're a Yankee fan, I love you. If not, I'm sorry. Right now, I don't know you. Like, it's all about us. It's not about anybody else, any other fan bases. It's not about the start of the Rangers season, the Devils season, the Islanders season. That can wait. It's not even about the start of the Knicks season and the home opener coming up tomorrow. That can wait. I know there's going to be people there, but we know right now after waking up this morning and seeing the New York Liberty. Congrats to New York Liberty. They did it. They won. They ended the drought. They brought a parade back to the city. You could turn on News 4 and see Liberty fans celebrating their team, champions. And it felt like just the warm-up. It felt like a test drive. It felt like, hey, we could be doing this again in a couple weeks. 888-808-1019. Out in L.A., the City of Angels, they had the media day. And, you know, it's like the Super Bowl media day. This is baseball's Super Bowl. And you've got all the stars out, all the media members out, the managers. And you see the logo, the World Series logo, the glitz and glamour. We're getting the photos from MLB, from the Yankees. And it's just amazing. It's like, this is real. We're still standing. We're one of the last two teams standing. And it's just great to see guys like Aaron Judge get on that stage with Juan Soto and Gleyber Torres and Carlos Rodon and Garrett Cole and Giancarlo Stanton and Nestor Cortez. You know, Nestor Cortez's quote is making the rounds, and it made me think back to another tweet that he had earlier in the year, but the quote about, you know, if I have a ring on my finger and a year off from baseball, so be it. I saw Todd Frazier say that's going to be in Yankee lore. If this guy comes into the World Series after not being in the DS and the CS and has an impact and puts his UCL on the line and needs surgery, you know what I'm saying? Like, I thought about Nestor and how he's such a competitor. the Hialeah kid. He was always the underdog. He was always fighting uphill. And around the All-Star game, he's watching the All-Star game, and he tweets out, "Everyone talks down about the Yanks, but they want to be us. It's a privilege to wear pinstripes. Every year we are in contention. I'm blessed to be able to compete for a playoff spot and always be contenders at the end." Here we are at the end, and now we're contending for a world championship. 888-808-1019. These guys did it. From Hal Steinbrenner to Brian Cashman to Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone going back to Cali, a USC guy. You know, they asked him and Dave Roberts about X amount of years ago. You know, these guys 30-some years ago, plus going to UCLA, Doc Roberts, and Booney going to USC, and they had a nice little back and forth. I don't know. Boone said he texted Dave Roberts a Yankees emoji. If you guys know how to get the Yankees emoji on the iPhone, send me the link on Twitter, Instagram, at Keith McPherson. Let me know. I didn't know there was a Yankees emoji. Maybe the manager of the Yankees has different iOS, something. I don't know. But either way, you know, that dynamic I think is cool. Like Garrett Cole being a UCLA guy and them asking him about, "Hey, you've been out here in LA. You were a Friday night starter. How do you feel taking the ball in game one?" And, you know, Cole comes in, "Oh, well, you know, I got to treat it like any other game." You know, Cole's got the nerd frog voice, kind of like Patrick Mahomes. He said, "You can't make it bigger than any other game." I hope Garrett Cole goes out there and shoves. I took a call, I think, last night about Cole pitching three times. I don't think we have to jump to that. Let's see how he pitches in game one. I hope he has his best outing of this postseason. Obviously, you know, it's going to be Cole versus Flaherty. And then it's going to be Rodon versus Yamamoto. And if you remember correctly, Yamamoto, he faced off against Cody Poteet. And the Dodgers beat us that first game on Apple TV that Friday night, 2-1. I still feel like we could have got that game. Juan Soto didn't play in that game. Juan Soto's birthday is coming up in about 20 minutes. Happy birthday to the generational Juan Soto. The baseball gods are with us. That was my immediate thought when Juan Soto hit that home run to send us to the World Series, and he caught the last out that sent us to the World Series. The baseball gods are with us in a year that the Yankees bounced back from 82-80. Go and get Juan Soto. They end up in the World Series. This guy already has a ring. He's trying to put another ring on his finger. The Dodgers didn't face him. And I remember doing BT and Sal's show with C-Mac as we were waiting to find out whether he was going to play, what the MRI said, what the verdict was, this and that, whatever. I wasn't worried about it. I thought he might play. But the Yankees held him out. And there was a thought back then in June that, hey, if this is a potential World Series preview, you're not showing your hand. Their pitchers, their bullpen, their starters, they won't have faced Juan Soto. Juan Soto is ready for these moments. He's a dog like that. Juan Soto can't duck the questions about the future. None of the Yankees can, whether it's Garrett Cole, Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, all these reporters, they got to do better. Oh, I watched the whole media day today. Everybody was asked about, "Oh, yeah, have you talked to Juan Soto about staying with the Yankees? Have you talked to Juan Soto about his future?" No. Judge said, "We got bigger fish to fry. Hello, like game one is tomorrow. We're trying to win the World Series. Then we'll figure all that out." 888-808-1019. I say the baseball gods are with us, but in the City of Angels, the baseball gods may be with the Dodgers as well. I understand there's two sides of the coin here. I understand they want to win a World Series and bring a parade back to their city. Not a 60-game season World Series, not a Mickey Mouse ring, as a lot of us refer to it as. They want to win this thing in the first year that they went out to get Shohei Ohtani. I don't know, though. I'm on that justice for Ipe kick. I just think there's a cloud over them from the beginning of this season. There's a clip floating around from the Seoul series in Korea where Joe Davis, who will be calling this game, talks about how the Yankees were going to potentially finish in the bottom of the AL East. I don't know what they thought. I guess coming off of 82-80, I guess they forgot that Aaron Judge ran into the wall in Dodger Stadium. And that derailed last season. but the Yankees went to Dodger Stadium last year and beat them. Cole pitched well. Volpe played well. Don't forget that. And that wall is fixed now. Juan Soto's all good. Susan Wallman went out there, checked it out, kept her word, and she ain't going to kill anybody. She said nobody has to die. Susan made sure it was all good. We owe them for that. We owe them for 81. And when I say it's the city of angels and the baseball gods may be on their side, well, they have an angel looking down on them. Fernando Valenzuela, they have a mural up of him, and they're going to do a tribute for him. They have the patch with the 34 on their jerseys honoring him. And, yeah, you can expect there to be some tears in eyes, some heavy hearts going into this game, a ton of emotion and energy. If you love baseball, it's going to be cinema. It's going to be a movie. I can't wait for it. So I haven't been sleeping well all week. I've been thinking about their bullpen versus our bullpen. I've been thinking about who's going to shine, who's going to fold. I've been thinking about how come we're not talking enough about Alex Verdugo, right? With Fernando Mania and him being a Mexican-born player and the heavy Mexican fan base that's out there in LA that connects with the Dodgers, Verdugo, a former Dodger, also of Mexican descent, how come we're not talking so much about Alex Verdugo and the role that he might play? I think Verdugo's going to come up big. I was talking to someone about him and Jazz and how if they're struggling at the plate, they better be able to drag a bunt down towards Freddie Freeman, who's going to be hobbled, who's going to probably be better with this layoff and this rest period, but that ankle isn't right. You're going to have to challenge him. This is going to have to be a chess game. They're going to have to be crafty. They're going to have to play smart. They can't run into outs on the base paths. They can't be swinging at anything. Every pitch matters. Every out matters. It's going to be that tight of a series. It could go 7 games. It could be 4 games. Nobody knows. But this is the end of the predictions. This is the end of the speculation. You'll feel a lot better when there's actual games on. You'll feel a lot better when we can actually watch the game, react to the game, good or bad, whatever happens. When we can actually see at-bats. When we actually can look at the box score. Right now, I mean, we're looking at our World Series merch. We're looking at, all right, when's our order going to ship? Shout out to Fanatics. They at least just hit me with an email saying that my stuff's going to ship. But yeah, tonight I want to connect with all the Yankee fans and baseball fans. And I don't think anyone really wants to talk about Sam Darnold getting face masked. And, you know, that game, shout out to the Rams coming back with Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp. Tough to stop two guys you can't really game plan for. Haven't seen them on film in a few weeks. But, yeah, I don't think too many of you in these next 2 hours are going to be calling up about Thursday night football. If you do want to weigh in on Mikal Bridges, Karl-Anthony Towns, and the new-look Knicks, as they'll host the Pacers, coming back from the Pacers ending their season last year in the Garden, the Pacers will be back in the Garden for the opener. Don't go 0-2. It's going to be Panic City. I know what time it is, though, man. It is time for the Yankees. The Liberty won. Their parade is done. And our winter sports, hockey, basketball is on the back burner. We have an intense week of baseball coming up where all the stars are out, on the field and off the field. Hollywood and New York, ridiculous ticket prices. There was a little drop in prices back up. They went, and I just think you guys got to, you know, if you're going to buy a ticket in there, keep playing the market. I'm keeping my eye on it. We'll talk about it more tonight. We'll also talk about individual players, lineups, bullpens, accolades. There's just so many decorated players playing in this World Series. This is the dream. This is the one, man. This is the one. Years from now, right? We might not get this Yankees-Dodgers matchup for another 40 years. We might not get this star-studded of a matchup with MVPs and all-stars for years to come. We might not get another Yankees World Series appearance. I hate to say it, but the reality is it's been 15 years. It could be another 15. I told my son today, I'm like, this guy doesn't even know what's going on. I'm like, the Yankees might not get back to the World Series till you're in high school, young man. Sit down and watch Media Day with me. This is it. This is it. The 2024 World Series, Yankees versus Dodgers. We got 15 minutes until midnight. Keith McPherson on the Fan, taking you till 2 a.m. It'll be officially Friday. Dial 888-808-1019, and we'll talk through all the things on your mind with the Dodgers, with the Yankees, with the World Series matchup, the pitching matchups, the lineups, the fans, the tickets, Dodger Stadium, Yankee Stadium, all of that. 'Tis the postseason. It's the most wonderful time. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Quickly here. All eyes on me. All eyes on me, and I'm going to send it up to Pop. West Side. West Coast versus East Coast. And I love having this song as a rejoin because the Yankees do the point to the eyes when they get on base. And I think that's like, all eyes on me. I'm dialed in. You see me. Can't wait to see them do that out there in Chavez Ravine. Let's get to the phone and take a couple calls before we get to 12. When we come back, I'll do a Casamigos big shot of the night. And then we'll roll through the next 2 hours. I'll say good morning on the other side. It'll be Friday. You can go to sleep or just stay up. Listen to C-Mac. That's what I'll do. I was listening to C-Mac yesterday and I was texting him as he was on. Let me get to some calls and I'll get back to, you know, what C-Mac was talking about at, like, I don't know, like 3:30 in the morning. I don't sleep, bro. Long Beach, Joe on the Fan in New York, first up.
Yo, Keith, I've been listening to you for a long time, and since this is the first time that I get to speak to you under the circumstances, if you wouldn't mind, I want to quote The Rock.
Okay.
Finally, the New York Yankees have come back to the World Series, my friend.
Sounds good.
Oh, man, look, I wanted to just call you up and just say, I remember last year listening to Cashman's end of the year synopsis on what the season was, feeling dejected. We missed the playoffs. He basically called out Giancarlo, you know, and it just did not look good. But one thing that he did say is that he was going to do everything in his power to bring us back to the World Series. Sign Soto, right? Gets us on track. The bullpen, I wasn't too confident of in the beginning, and we lost Gerrit Cole to begin the season, so I was already feeling like maybe Soto wasn't enough. But, man, the man has proven that he is more than enough. But the reason I wanted to call you today is to get your take on Giancarlo Stanton. Man, do I feel like he is the pivotal Yankee that is going to be the difference maker when it comes to the middle of that lineup. If he can deliver the way he did against Cleveland, hey, I'll see you on River Avenue, hopefully closing out either game four or game five. Thanks, Keith. I'll listen.
Thanks for the call, Joe. 888-808-1019. Back to the Cashman stuff. You know, now Cashman was right. Like, now Cashman being pissed off like that. I remember getting on The Fan and saying, if the Yankees don't win this year, these videos and these quotes from Cashman, they're going to age terribly. They've aged wonderfully. When he said, you know, I think personally we're pretty effing good. Like, he stuck up for his team as far as the people that he works with that make the decisions and put the Yankees together. He stuck up for himself and his own resume. And we as fans didn't appreciate it because we're like, bro, you're coming off of 82-80. Last season sucked. We're on a 15-year drought. But, like, Cashman stood on business. What can you say to him now? Nothing. You are all happy. You are all joyous. You are all feeling things you haven't felt in a decade and a half because Cashman couldn't sleep, right? Cashman sitting in his suite, which I've been in, which literally looks directly out at the bleachers, and he could see people trying to put up a sign that said, Fire Cashman. In his building, he could see people walking around with Fire Cashman t-shirts. Fire me? Get rid of me? I'm going to change this. And he did. 888-808-1019. Now, talking about Giancarlo Stanton, right? You know, he traded for Giancarlo Stanton, and we criticized him for getting Stanton over going out to get Bryce Harper or going out to get Manny Machado or, you know, name any of these free agents from 2019 on, 2018 on. Stanton has been a postseason monster. I honestly don't think they're going to pitch to him. I don't know why they were pitching to him in the ALCS. I don't know. The Guardians supposed to have such a great, you know, pitching staff, bullpen. I think Stephen Vogt tweaked. I don't know why they're throwing him fastballs up in the zone. I don't know why they're giving him anything to hit. I'd be throwing everything down in a way. I wouldn't give him anything that he could park 400 feet out of the ballpark. I don't think the Dodgers will be that dumb. And like I've said this whole week about Stanton growing up not far from Dodger Stadium. His dad, man, I remember going to Miami to see him try to get 60. I went to that series that week and I went to two games. He didn't hit a homer. He got stuck on 59. It was a lot of pressure. I didn't know he'd be a Yankee the next season. But in Marlins Park, you could sit behind home plate for $25. So I wasn't far from his dad. And his dad was locked in like he was watching his son play Little League. His dad used to take him to Dodger Stadium. It's a full circle thing for Stanton. You want that trophy, right? This is the trophy you want? Do it in the place you grew up at, in front of family and friends, in the World Series. I don't think they're going to give him a chance to hit the ball. He has hit the ball literally out of the ballpark. But if you've ever been to Dodger Stadium, you know it's like they have that back area. That's another thing about Dodger Stadium. As people are talking about the capacity and the tickets, 56,000, they renovated that whole back area, that standing room. They can fit a ton of people in Dodger Stadium. But yeah, I tip my cap to Cashman. I've been defending Cashman. He did it. He put together the team to end the drought, to get back. And Stanton, I think Stanton will be locked in, dialed in, ready to go. But I don't think that they're going to be stupid. I don't think they're going to pitch to him. 888-808-1019. Let's take another break here. It's about to be 12 o'clock. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got two more hours. When we come back, I'll put out a Casamigos big shot of the night to satisfy that. And then I'm taking your calls on the Yankees, taking your calls on the World Series, players, matchups, stadiums, tickets, parades, all of that, man. It's the most wonderful time. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.